Well, hey there. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Bobby McGraw. Thanks for joining us today. Not too long ago, I was part of a Passover Seder meal here at the church, and it was a powerful service. If you've never been part of one, I would encourage you to check one out next year because Passover tells a story. Passover is all about how God sets his people free, and in that Passover meal, what you see are four promises that God makes to set his people free. Listen to these words from Exodus 6. God says, "I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. I will free you from being slaves to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with mighty acts of judgment. I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God." Well, as we get ready for Easter, Easter is a celebration of God's promises, that through Jesus, God sets us free. John 8 basically says, "So if the Son sets you free, you are free through and through." And so one of the things I loved about that Passover meal was the Passover meal begins with a cup. See, there's four cups as part of the evening. Well, the first cup is called the cup of sanctification. Whenever you pick up that cup, right before you drink it, you recite this blessing. You say, "Blessed be the God, the maker of the universe and the creator of the fruit of the vine." And then you drink the cup. This prayer and this cup was a reminder to God's people that they were sanctified. That means they are set apart for God's purposes, set apart for God's love, set apart because of what he wants to do in and through their lives. God set the people of Israel free. He set them apart and he freed them from slavery. Well, why does that matter today? I believe Jesus wants to set you free. He wants to set you apart just like he did them. 1 Thessalonians 5 says this in a paraphrase. He says, "I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. May God himself, the God who makes everything holy and whole, make you holy and whole." See, that word holy means to be set apart. God wants to make you holy and God wants to make you completely whole. And so sometimes you could look at your week. You could say, "Man, last week or last month or this last year," you think, "Man, there's nothing inside of me that could ever connect with God." But the promise of Easter is God saying, "No, I want to set you apart to be the person I want you to be. I want you to be free for the purposes I've made you for." Now, I get it. Sometimes life is frustrating. Sometimes it feels like it's out of control. Sometimes we think, "Why can't I do what I want to do when I want to do it? Why do I find myself doing what I don't want to do when I don't want to do it?" But I just want to remind you, that's why Jesus wants to set you free. Not only to begin a new life in him, but also to set you free from guilt, from your faults, and even from your failures. Jesus says, "If you'll come to me, you'll be free through and through." And so when we think about that Passover and we think about the cup of sanctification, it is a picture of our sanctification, the way that Jesus himself sets us apart, sets us free so that we can be who we're meant to be. Man, today, would you walk in that? Today, would you be reminded that because of Jesus, you too can be free? Man, Easter is all about the promises that God made. Whenever God makes a promise, he always keeps his promise. So I want to invite you to join us for Easter week here at Sugar Hill Church. Whether you call it Holy Week or Easter week, we want you to be part of it. Real simply, you can just visit the website, sugarhilleaster.com. That's sugarhilleaster.com, and it lays out all the different services and all the different experiences that will help us, myself included, to dive deep into the meaning and the significance of Easter. Man, have a great day. We'll see you back here soon on the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.